Log Talk Radio.
Killer Kai, you want to sugar mommy?
Queens, listening. I think that Killer Kaheem is very strong. And this is coming from a woman twice his age. Yo, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your host with the fucking most. I'm pissed off right now because I got this pookie. A little pissed off right now. And, you know, I'm in a crib. We ain't got no fucking cat food. So these niggas looking at me all stupid-eyed and shit. Anyway, hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're live tonight from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., two-hour special. We're doing the sexual discussion, the sexual advice hour, or 2 hours, or whatever the fuck it is. Excuse my language. I'm just a little pissed off right now. I'm rolling this pookie, this poo-poo. But for all of you that are calling in right now, yeah, give me a good 10 minutes. You know, you're just going to hear me talk and talk about bullshit. I'm actually about to put a little skit from Starbuck Wild on while I roll this pookie. 914-338-1782. Take a shout out, dedication, different requests until 10 p.m. I'm your boy GQ holding it the fuck down. You already know what it is. Light up if you got it. Stop fucking playing games. I'm going to give a big shout out to my crew. Fucking Trick 4, fucking SD, L.E., you know, and where else fucking calls up? Real fucking pissed off right now, man. Yo, this weekend's going to be popping, but if y'all got, you know, sexual questions or, you know, you need help, you know, fellas, you need help with your sex life, you need, you know, one of us fellas to come over and fuck your girlfriend, you know, of course, with you downstairs and me in your living room. Matter of fact, me in your bed busting your girl's ass. You know, you need us to, you know, widen her pussy up, you know, because obviously you're a little man, you can't handle it. You know, you need your girl to come multiple times. You come to us, you know. We'll call those the ass busters. Pause. The pussy busters. 914-338-1782 if you need your girl's ass busted. You know what I mean? If you ain't doing a job, you need us. Or ladies, you can also hit us up, 914-338-1782. If your man ain't doing a job and you need your ass busted just one good time, definitely come through. You know what I mean? The fucking three or four gods, you know, we definitely got it, you know, together and shit. SD, you have to hold on for a second, big dog, big homie. Because, I got to fucking get to the crib and unmute you. Right now I'm rolling this pookie, this poo-poo. But,
community civil rights,
Hey, y'all listen to this shit while I get ready. Hopefully y'all can hear it. Get the fuck away from there. Hey, you, get out of here.
Exactly.
Get out of here, nigga.
Back to the
bitch ass nigga.
I just jumped on the train because I looked apart, long hair, slim, and had my guitar over my back. And some of the big guys would just walk through like it was all great. No. Coming out there, meet me at the train station.
Exactly.
Free neck.
Come on.
He's a community civil rights,
community activist.
Held on.
Politically arrested.
Got the Harlem steal cars and bankers and Air Jordans. Better Howard Beast looking for cars. He took preventive measures. Maybe I can go suck on it.
Like, hey, I can't dig this fat Nick, a political prisoner. Yeah, Howard Beast, he's protecting the community.
The political prison.
Killer Kaheem, you want a sugar mommy?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Got someone here, someone by the name of Darlene. Please, listen. I think that Killer Kaheem is very handsome. More important, his humbleness makes it very sexy.
Oh, God.
Never change. Coming from a woman twice a day. With action season, who's here? And what's the good about
it? You want me to do that? It's
actually easy. No. You would know. You never had a lot of, you never had chicks coming up, and you said so. Please stop. As you say, not ever dated an older chick before.
Shut up, Michael.
Older chick who has the season boost, she just wants you thrusting and pounding. I'm not stressing about eating. She's got plenty of older guys, older men who can't get up, who will stay down there on their knees for hours.
And what?
Ladies, get at me for more.
Ladies, get at me for more.
Stop. You gotta skip. Thrust and pound and
work with them. Sweat.
That I can do.
There you go. That just reminds me. I could have met my fate was coming by 1987. Or 82nd, exactly. She's head bang. A chick from, I was working at the Wii at the time, Warner Electric Atlantic, doing rock and roll retail for me. And there was a chick who worked in the same building as I did, a sexy little Italian chick, and she wanted to explore. So she told me at the time, we used to see each other coming in and out of the building. You know, very cordial, nice, light conversation. And she took the step to ask me out. And I was receptive. Later that night, wound up in her apartment. Bed, if I'm not mistaken. This is a very predominantly old white area in Brooklyn. Very old, Catholic area, to be exact. So I went out then, somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning after pounding and thrusting her anus.
Damn!
What an anus! She
wanted the anus. Boy, you didn't let the whole, thing.
He had a plan, and I was there to oblige her. This was her first time
on
those tracks, you know?
Why?
The interracial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm only half,
Half?
Not the full chocolate man game, which I'm sure she envisioned, but anyway, I thrusted her about. But then I got a little lazy on my job, and I wanted to roll over and go to sleep, and we got into an argument. She wanted more thrusting and pounding. I wanted to go to sleep. At that time, it was 2:30 in the morning in this particular area, and she asked me to leave. Had I left, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today because the fun at that particular time, I would have met my fate, I assure you. So I stayed and thrusted and thrusted and thrusted and thrusted. That's the story I'm here now.
Stay at the hour beach, try and fill cars 3:30 in the morning, nigga. That's what you get. We'll come back on the Starbucks Wild Show.
Can you guess what that sound is?
Ah, shit. It's amazing how, you ever get those commercials where they have a jail cell slam in and they go, oh yeah, United States is cracking down to pull over people and be an asshole and we're going to give you a ticket. If you don't click it, we're going to give you a ticket. Fuck you. Fuck whoever made that shit and whoever made that advertising, damn it, you don't wear a seatbelt either, you bitch ass nigga. I should be able to wear the seatbelt whether I want to. Saving my life, right? Why the fuck I got to get a ticket because I'm going to talk on the cell phone and I don't want to wear an earpiece. Get the fuck out of here. I can buy cigarettes, but I can't buy marijuana. And cigarettes kill. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, this is, I'm actually out the door. I want y'all to hear this joint. This joint is fucking hilarious. This is when Superhead was on Tom Buck. Wow. This is fucking hilarious. And then I'm out of here.
The backing. That's why they call those informative.
This is also show that one could be used as an excuse for reckless behavior.
It's not an excuse. No. Everything is in that book, I did it myself.
A lot of it is an excuse.
No.
Because you mature. You mature to a certain
point. Absolutely. So I'm 26
and that's nice.
And I'm sitting here at 26 years old and not the same person I was when I was 21. And so now I can look back and say,
well, you're selling this and that's cool. You've dedicated it to your son.
Why are you
Can only imagine that these guys So imagine that other guys, some of the guys in this book are now like, don't talk to her, be careful.
Don't talk to me. I haven't talked to y'all for 3 years already. I don't even associate. I don't even listen to the music. I don't. That way, that's part of my life is over. The worst days of my life
just happened to say you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I don't listen to it.
Well, then why are you trying to market the book to the hood?
Well, that's my life as it pertains to those years when I was in.
So you just kind of print the hood.
If I wrote a book, my second book isn't even about the hood at all.
Charger, you know, SD said unmute me. You call me a fucking goon faced bastard. It's okay, nigga. What the fuck? Some bullshit, man. Alright, whoever's listening right now is a motherfucking pussy. Anyway. So how's everybody's day going? Yeah, my day's going good. Like I said, I'll be to the crib real soon. When I get there, niggas are going to do, you know what I mean? I'm going to unmute motherfuckers. We're going to hold it down. We're going to talk about sex. Like, you haven't had a good sexual conversation pause in a long time. So, you know, it's definitely overdue. It's definitely about time to, you know, replenish it and get shit popping. Notice I'm just trying to talk because I don't want to have no dead air and shit. So notice I'm just talking. I apologize if I'm talking about nothing because the majority of the conversation is about nothing because, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get to the fucking crib so I can unmute niggas. And my phone is very, very, very nervous. My shit is nervous, like, fresh to death, pussy race. Nervous. Very nervous. Fucking niggas are a Haitian Cuban. Nigga, SD's a fucking Timmy the Tool Man in the face ass nigga. That nigga's a pussy though. Yeah, see? I'm the smoothest nigga on the show. Like, I can't help it. I can't help it if I'm so fucking smooth, man. Like, I'm just fly right now, you know what I mean? That's just how I am. Like, I can't help it, you know? I was born like this, you know? And it's like, and back in the day, my pussy rake was very, very, very nervous. Oh, shit. Please tell me I sold it and just busted my car. Shit. Fucking bullshit. I gotta clean that shit the fuck up. Yeah, so, you know, if you got any advice on, you know, sex or you need some help, you want to talk about positions and shit,